This is from the Check My Diary. I'm sitting here with Eva and Vratya, and they're basically the members of the legendary band, the Plastic People of the Universe, which not only plays a great rock and roll, but also was one of the main causes for the fall of communism in former Czechoslovakia. So my first question is, so what impression do you have of the U.S.? Do you see any significant difference between the first time you came and now?
It's up to first time.
First time, well, for me, first time was about 3 years ago, because I've been with you only 8 years, so maybe you should answer that. I think there is quite a significant difference between when you played here first 10 years ago and now.
First time I was here in January 1989. It was some concert it was a support. It wasn't support. It was a beneficial concert in Manhattan, in a club called Kitchen, and it was together with the other about 25 or 30 famous American musicians to make some sign that our artistic manager Ivan Martinez was in the heaviest jail in Czechoslovakia. We wanted to make
some events to
support him in a jail, because the communists didn't like that if the abroad were events like that, because of they wanted to explore that as the socialism. So second time I was here with the band 1999. It was our first tour as a Plastic People of the Universe. We were going to the East Coast, West Coast, South America, 3 concerts in Canada. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was great. So of course, you asked me if something changed in the United States. A lot of things. Dollar is a piece of shit right now.
poor relative.
It's something you can compare to the depression to 1929. Mm-hmm. It's America right now. It's a surviving. It's a similar situation as a Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Almost 80 years ago. It's a political situation because of that stupid president. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. But I hope so. It will be better after the elections. Mm-hmm. I hope so. Mm-hmm. It will be very important for the whole world. Mm-hmm. If America has a better, more intelligent president, there is this stupid guy, George Bush. Sorry about that.
Well, I think in 1999 it was also great event, because it was just after the band got together after many years in the Prague castle. It was on the occasion of Charter
20 years anniversary
of Charter 77. So they were invited for just one of, you know, event in the Prague castle, and it was so successful that many concerts followed, and many people were really enthusiastic about that, including the band, so they had really full house everywhere. And then within a year or two, Mela, the leader of the band and the main composer, died. So it was a great change within the band.
I read that you guys kind of not liked his death, but they were freed.
Well, he was a composer,
was
basically,
kind of
there is
really
a singer.
In a way,
we were looking for somebody who will be instead of Mela, and she's instead of Mela.
Yeah, because I had long legs, they picked me. but it was a bit difficult because Mela was a very charismatic person, and many people thought the band should just cease to exist because he was the main engine, but also kind of dogmatic kind of person. So in a way, it was a kind of relief for the guys, if I put it like that, because they started to play more freely. He wanted to rock character of the music, and he wanted to use new technologies, unlike for example Vraťa. He wanted to keep the old character of the band more psychedelic and more natural, which we are, now digging
to make the music like a project.
Yeah.
Like that was the my focus to create some. We have right now the three big projects. For example, the first of the project which I did with Mela Hlavsa, it was a honor to do Czech philosopher Ladislav Klíma. The second one was Russian play. It was my project. First one was
Leading Horses.
Leading Horses, it was also my project. And right now, the last year we produced something like a rock and roll opera with a chamber orchestra, Agon Orchestra. It calls a railway station opera.
And it's very funny. It's a real happening. So it's like the old days. Only we didn't dress up. But it's very funny.
That's cool.
So next question.
Okay, next question. So at first, the classic people of the universe were not interested in politics at all at the beginnings. But whether you want it or not, you became the political symbol of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and therefore you had to pay attention to politics. How about now? Are you still interested in politics, or are you just
some of
over
us
it
know,
again?
We know about what is happening around them, but it isn't our focus.
Mm-hmm.
We are more. That's the same answer as I told 100 times. We would like to be more poetical than political, because it still doesn't sound like a protest song. It was just one time. It was just one song. It cost 100 points. It was a political song. It was we introduced this song in 78 or something, maybe. Then this year, after the chart 77 were published. So.
But we don't stay away. We get involved in some events, like We Don't Talk to the Communists, because I think it's great.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, because it's responsibility when, this band is just based on the legend and on the fact that they really changed the regime. So when there is a chance, we just express, our thoughts. So it's not...
It's necessary, I guess.
Oh, I
guess
so.
Good,
totally.
Next.
we're breathing through it. Oh, okay. Oh, this is a good one. So what attracted you as musicians in the 60s and 70s to progressive music such as Frank Zappa and Velvet Underground? These bands were pushing the boundaries of music at that time. How about now? Do you know of any current band, Czech or abroad, that does that?
Influences.
Yes.
There's very strong influences by the bands you were talking about. But from the time when I started to play with the band, it was 1972, I asked them, I would prefer if we are able to create our own expression, our own sound, the Czech lyrics, and to sing in some funny English. It's much more better to express ourselves by our language.
Your own language.
Well, I think it's less and less difficult to influence people, even here, in the past, in the 60s, there was a tendency, you know, here, like Auntie, as Chris, we are staying with, mentioned, that it was an anti-war period, and that some bands and singers still carry on in this tendency, but it's not... politically, but people don't react that much. They are not so, you know, sensitive. So I wonder why is that?
Yeah.
It's more consumed.
Yeah.
You know, even in Prague or Czech Republic after the revolution, I thought it would be a bit different than it is. As I said many times, we are more capitalistic than the capitalistic countries around. So it's much more about, you know, money, product,
right,
than about relationships, which is very sad.
Yeah.
You thought it would be different how?
More spiritual, to set on more spiritual path than we have. So it's all, you know, twisted. So I think people should care more about relationships between each other, which was the issue between the Velvet Revolution, and that's why we could make it happen.
And it's ironic.
Because I remember that we were commuting all over the Republic, trying to convince people to go to the general strike, and they just did. And it changed, you know, the establishment. But now I can't imagine that, you know, might happen. So.
Well, and I wonder if the young kids even know, you know, like, they probably don't even know what Velvet Revolution was.
No. Not to mention 68.
Oh, okay.
So far.
Oh, it's terrible.
So what's the other funny question?
Well, yeah, okay.
But we play in the National Theater, which is also interesting, because Anti-Charter 77 was signed there.
Oh.
So it's a kind of satisfaction for the guys to, you know, find themselves in this place, in this kind of... posh place where people just go to see operas, and suddenly we play before each performance of Tom Stoppard's play, which concerns, you know, the period from the 60s until the concert of Rolling Stones.
Well, and he made like a play, right? Rock and roll?
Yes, rock and roll.
That's all about you and your music? That's awesome.
A little bit, yeah, I mentioned there, but it's about what was happening in between the underground and the intellectual circus.
From the point of view of an Oxford student, which is him, so because he is Czech by birth, and he left when he was 3 years old, so I think he's trying to contemplate about how it would have been if he stayed.
As I know, the play where it was introduced in San Francisco right now.
Oh, okay.
And now it's played all over. You know, the world. It's in Broadway and Israel, Athens.
It will be in Israel.
Wow, that's going to boost up your popularity.
In a Greek, it will be in Greek. We are invited there.
China? No China.
No China.
Not now.
No Taiwan.
He'll be the main character.
But in Taiwan, it was very interesting to play there. Because here, or in the Czech Republic, it's still based on the legend, but in Taiwan, no one knew properly, you know, what it was about. So they just listened to the music, and they knew vaguely, you know, about the band. And we had like 300 young people in the audience, and they appreciated it so much.
That's awesome.
So it's a sign that of some kind of viability and timelessness of the band, of the music itself.
Yes, that's a good feeling, yeah.
Because sometimes I just don't like that feeling that it's only based on the legend, and we are asked again and again how it was in the past, and you were jailed, and so the music itself is a bit subdued.
Mm-hmm. It's shadowed by it.
Yeah.
Okay, two more questions. Okay, this is, you probably have the common question. Did you ever meet Václav Havel personally? And what was your first impression of him?
Disappointment.
Really?
When I finished my sentence in the jail, I was invited to his farm in close to the Bohemian Mountains, Krkonoše. So I expected him. It will be the 2 meters. It's a long flag hair, but there was a small guy with lots of blonde hair.
Introvert.
First evening, we became friends, and it was, and he supported us so much, and we recorded, like, a couple of recordings were done in his farm.
Okay.
He paid for that, and
cool.
it was very difficult for him because we were drinking so much.
We were friends,
of course, with his wife Olga Havlova.
He was a real personality.
He was a really nice person.
We have
a performance also over there.
Three times. On the farm?
In a barn. First of all, it was a passion play. That was my project.
Uh-huh.
Havel asked me if I can introduce a band, and said, it's up to you, invited us. And he told me that I don't know how to create a speech. But you have to learn how to do that. And it was very funny because he asked me if some young band could be before our performance. It was the Psivojaci. That was first performance over there by the Psivojaci done any ever. And Philip Topol, he was, I guess,
13 years old. Wow.
It was a very nice performance, isn't it? What they are doing, these guys, what they will be doing in 10 years, we can't imagine. But we are still friends with the Psivojaci. It's a very nice band.
Yes.
Just the other more and more bands which were very important for the breaking of the socialism, or let's say communism. It wasn't just the plastic people here. It was a couple of the other bands which were very influential to the, we influenced them, then influenced us. That's very important to say. That wasn't just not just this band. DGC 07, for example, she was member of that group.
Mm-hmm. For 6 years. Before Zajicek pissed me off so much. But Havel comes to our concerts from time to time, and he asked us to introduce him as a non-playing member of the band. There is some nostalgia.
It's a couple of months ago,
and people just adore him.
It was an occasion of the Karl Schwarzenberg has his 70 years birthday party. We were invited to play there, and Havel asked me, could you introduce me like a non-playing member of Plastic People? He was there.
I told him, when I announced the last song, come and sit on a chair for the last song. But there was a break, so I said, this is the last song before the second part of the concert, and he came and he was sitting on the chair, and I just didn't know what to do. So I didn't announce it, and I said, sorry, Václav, but it wasn't the end. And he said, okay, I don't mind. It wasn't, at least it wasn't such a fuss about me.
So he was a member of the band.
Yeah.
We are friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sounds like a really nice guy on TV, but still. Okay. Oh, and then you played in the White House, I found out.
Was it just Mela? Mela was invited by the occasion when the Havel was invited to the White House, when in an era of Bill Clinton, and Halapsa was playing his bass guitar with
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. Okay, so it was like a side job. Okay.
But there was a very funny thing because that was the after the affair when the Clinton briefly had some affair, the blowjob affair.
I didn't
and
know
the first
day.
Song, and the first song, it was the song that the
By the
best prostitute. 43 Avenue or 43 Street, because they are making the best blowjob.
And she is so famous now. She's just like doing shows, fashion shows. She
that's how it works.
Yeah. Anyways, but okay, so last one to ask you, but I already asked you, but how about, you know, everyone asks you about the imprisonment and stuff, but I think it's important for people to remember those times, and everyone wonders, okay, what do they do to them, you know, like, I read that they beat you, or, so what would they do?
Sometimes they were just nonsense.
How are you guys doing? Do you need some refills?
I'll pick another Bonnington.
Okay,
Bonnington. If I could have one more bit.
Okay, you want
some?
No,
thank you.
No?
And
you
have
a
chair?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
That was funny.
Well, they burned their nails and they drowned them, so it was quite tough.
I was beaten a couple of times. It was I survived about, let's say, 80 or 90 interrogations, which was sometimes very
exhausting.
Yeah.
And they, you know, threatened that they would kill Varga's daughter, so that's why they made him leave the country. So that's why he defected quite late, wasn't it? It was when you were 41 in the 80s.
Oh, no.
It's quite difficult, sorry.
Some guards in the prison were very polite. Mm-hmm. They asked me, do you have enough cigarettes?
So they respected you.
But some thought that you committed real crimes, didn't they? That they were murderers.
Really? They were brainwashed?
It wasn't brainwashing, exactly.
You know, in Czechoslovakia, they even made up TV series, Major Zeman.
Major Zeman, yeah. I didn't know that.
And many people until now thought, you know, or believed how the guys were depicted in this one episode as a band addicted to drugs, you know, hooligans. Many people still just remember the plastic people from this.
They put it in like a major TV series.
Them
in there.
So they just needed some precedence and they just picked...
to brainwash people.
Yeah, and they picked this band because they were followed by so many people. Because they just expressed themselves so freely, and they just stood their ground.
Really.
And I think it's very difficult for Americans to understand this, you know.
Mm.
If they ask us where we, how we, you know, we're buying music, and I say in a black market in forest, and that sometimes we got into police station in vans just because we were changing or buying Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, which cost fortune, by the way, like 500 crowns.
Oh my God. That is so much
fun. In the 70s, 70s and 80s.
Well, can you understand it a little bit from the American...
I think I'm kind of different because for me personally, you can edit this part out. When I was a kid, I was in the 80s, and I had a friend who was very politically aware. I was like 11 years old, and he explained to me everything that was going on with communism, and it scared me and it fascinated me.
Mm.
So I went to the library and read about, you know, everything that was going on. I just couldn't believe it.
Here you go. Thank you. Are you done with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for me, very early on, it was something I was very interested in and was aware of. And so when the Velvet Revolution happened, even though I was 18 or 19, I was glued to the TV. And I was just amazed and so excited that communism finally fell, you know, it finally come down, at least in that part of the world. So, yeah, I was...
The demonstrations were awesome, you know, in the winter, 1989, and we were all so excited. No one just minded that he was beaten by, you know,
So I guess we should be focused on our future.
We have just released a record which was mixed and mastered in the States.
Mm.
So we are selling it here on this tour, and in winter or spring we are going to finish it, because until now there are 6 tracks. And unlike in the old days...
But you can buy it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So unlike in the old days when the main composer was Nela Hlavsavi, we all share.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's a collective thing.
It still has the same sound, like equal sound.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
So that's it.
Torture's over.
No, I don't know.